Blog Talk Radio.
And he get around before he walks.
Random day. Hey, yo. If you're passionate about what you do, like I'm passionate
all
about
there
this
has
music,
to be.
This song is for you.
He patted his foot before he walks.
Like I can't breathe. When I wake up in the morning, I can't breathe until I listen to
Buddy bold and tuned up, you
family.
Can hear him clean across
I affect the
river.
World. And y'all long for the ride. Word
and he get around before he walks.
Let's go.
Like medicine and drops of water.
Yeah.
Help me get over.
But I had big dreams, had some good ideas, but I had better schemes. I thought the hustle way for me was etched in stone, until my partner died and his name etched in stone. My daughter's growing up, my son on the way, they closing in on me, it feel like any day. Music saved me, swooped it like the Navy, put a lifetime of scars all in 16 bars. So I took the vow and made music my life. Yep, I proposed and made music my wife. And if I ever need to cut a nigga, music my knife. And if I need to bring the girl together, music my dice. So if I degraded and I hated, even cried through it, I watch brothers prophesize about dying through it. Music aiming knowledge of self, and I'm a knowledge of self. Sing aiming knowledge of wealth, and I know.
Talk Radio at ChristianTalkRadio.website. Yes, it is ChristianTalkRadio.website. And we're on Blog Talk Radio also. But I want you to know, my brothers and my sisters, that it is by Father God's will and his anointing that has allowed me to continue to go and teach the word of God and to evangelize. And that's where I am. I call myself an evangelist yet. Disciples sent by Father God to do the work and do the will of Father God, and that's what I do. It is definitely not about me, my brothers and my sisters, but it is about Father God, and it is about his word. You can follow me on YouTube at Christian Talk Radio Live at YouTube. A lot of times I will post my Bible study segments on YouTube. so you can see exactly what the Bible studies are. Some people are more vision than they are listeners. And so a lot of times they will look before they will listen. And so I do both. I put the Bible studies on YouTube so you can see me while I'm doing the Bible studies. Also, I have a radio station that's open to you 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. You can listen to Father God's Word, the Word of Father God, the living Word of Father God, 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. And I'm broadcasting now in 52 countries, so you won't miss a thing. I said you will not miss a thing. It is so very, very important, my brothers and my sisters, that we study the Word of God. The Bible says you study the Word of God to show yourself approved. Approved unto who? Approved unto Father God. A workman who needed not to be ashamed, but who rightly divides the Word of truth. I say who rightly divides the Word of truth. And that's what I want you to do, is to rightly divide the Word of truth. You know, I've been doing this now for going on 5 years, which has been awesome. It's been awesome to be able to talk to my brothers and my sisters in different countries around the world. And it's just been awesome. And I can't thank Father God enough for allowing me to do that. I hope everyone is having a wonderful day today, because this is a day that the Lord has made. We will, we should, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I am sure, my brothers and my sisters, that you have something to rejoice about today. First of all, Father God is good, and He is good all the time, and all the time He is good. He wants the best for His children. Look, Father, the Bible says, look, that's your Father that wants the best for His children. So why would you think that Father God does not want the best for His children? He always wants the best for His children. It is not His desire that anyone perish or anyone dies and go to hell. That's not Father God's desire. I mean, what father would want his children to go to hell? I don't know a father that would want his child to go to hell. Father God doesn't want His children, which we all are His children, to go to hell. But He gave us what we call self-will. And He will not change on that. You have a choice, my brothers and my sisters. It's your choice to either do right or do wrong. And the only way that you will get to heaven is to repent of your sin. I said the only way you're going to get to heaven is that you repent of your sin. You can't get there just because you are saved. If that was the case, everybody would be in heaven. And that's not true. All Christians are not in heaven. Some of them are in hell. Why? Because the Bible says they refuse to repent. And Father God says it so many times in His Word, to repent. And that's a word that nobody really wants to talk about. And you don't hear a lot of teachers teaching on repentance these days. You hear them teaching on pie in the sky, prosperity, and grace, like that's the only thing that's in the Bible. But let me tell you, that's not the only thing that's in this Bible. I said that's not the only thing that's in His Bible, my brothers and my sisters. And so we must read the entire Word of God. And it does not help us to leave anything out. When you're teaching the Word, Father God didn't tell you to teach on motivational topics. Just go through the Bible and cherry pick. I just want to talk about motivational topics today. No, Father God didn't tell you to do that. He didn't tell you to just teach on that. He gave you the whole Word, the complete Word of God. Not some of it, not a quarter of the Bible, not half of the Bible, but he gave you the complete Word of God. And for you to be able to study it, to show yourself approved, a workman who needed not to be ashamed, but who rightly divides the word of truth. So I want to come to you today from 2 Chronicles. Of course, we've talked about 2 Chronicles before. So we've talked about 2 Chronicles before, and then we did talk about it this week, and I wanted to go back and talk about it again. Because of all, every part of the Bible is a book of life. There is nothing about the Word of God that is not there to help you to be a better person. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy that the Bible comes to correct, to rebuke, to instruct, and to give you doctrine. To do what? It says to make the man of God perfect in righteousness. We have a lot of teachers and preachers in the Word today that won't tell you that. They will tell you the Word of God is a book that you can go to get prosperous, that you can go for grace, because everybody has grace. Yeah, we all have grace and mercy, but that's not all. That's not all of it. That's not all of it. That's a lot of it, but that's not all of it. Father God did not start at grace and mercy. Matter of fact, he wouldn't invoke revelations if the only thing that he wanted you to have is grace and mercy. If he would have left revelations out, he wouldn't have put it in there. See? So it's more to it than just grace and mercy. It's more to it than just prosperity. If that was all it was, and Father God would just put those scriptures in the Bible and the Word of God, and he would have left everything else out. But you did not. So that lets you know that you got way more than those two topics in the Bible to talk about. Okay? Now, in 2 Chronicles 7:11, it says, thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he prosperly effected. He prosperously effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. And then he goes on to say, and this is the scripture that everybody loves. I don't know if some people might not love it, but it's a great scripture. Many are in the Bible and the Word of God. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and then turn from their wicked ways. Father God has you saying, well, where is Father God in all of this? There's catastrophes in the world, there's unrest in the world. Some people are asking where Father God is. Father God is not, he doesn't sleep, neither does he slumber. He's always awake. He never sleeps and he never slumbers. And so he's there, he's looking. And he's already told you in his word what he wants you to do. He says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, first of all. That's something, that's a requirement. Shall humble themselves. And the second requirement, and pray. Shall humble themselves and pray.
humble themselves and pray. Number three, not my hand, not because you want to prosper, but because you want to seek Father God's face, not what he can do for you, but you want to seek his face, not with your hand out, talking about, I want to prosper, and I want a new car, and I want a new house, and I want, you know, I want more money, 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 money. You got a prosperity message going on. And there ain't nothing that's got to do with the word of God. It told you to just teach on prosperity. And a lot of preachers don't agree with me because they're teaching on prosperity. But that's not what Father God put out there in his word. He said to prosper as your soul prospers. That's why he said, if you will seek my face, not my hand. He didn't say seek my hand. So you can get what you want from me. He didn't say seek my hand. He said seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Turn from their wicked ways. So we have four things that Father God says to do. He says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall first humble themselves, one, and two, pray, and three, seek my face, not my hand, and turn from their wicked ways, that's four, then will I hear, then, only then, will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And we don't hear much about this, but it's a very important verse in the Bible. Preachers are not preaching on the gospel of truth anymore. They're preaching on some motivational prosperity or grace thing. See, but they're not coming to you with the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the gospel of Jesus Christ might not be all the time pretty. It might not be lovely, but it will set you free. The truth of the word of God will set you free. It might not make you feel good all the time. You might not smile all the time when you read, but there's some things in the Bible that's going to let you know that you're doing wrong and that you need to change. So you're not going to always be motivated by the word. This is not a motivational book, my brothers and my sisters. It's not. It's not a motivational book. It is the truth of the word of God. And see, a lot of times, the truth might not sound good. Well, that don't sound good. I don't want to hear it because it don't sound good. Okay, listen. I always give you an example. If you got a dress, you purchase your dress, and this dress, you thought it looked good. You said, this is the best looking dress on this rack, and I'm going to buy this. But when you get it home, you ask somebody else, well, how does that dress look on me? And they tell you, oh, girl, it dress looks good on you. You did the right thing. You bought that dress. That dress is perfect on you. It's a beautiful dress. I'm so glad you bought that dress. That dress looks good on you. But they lied to you. I said they lied to you. So when you went out and you talked to someone that tells you the truth, you got some people out there that's going to tell you the truth. They don't care if you like it or not. And I'm one of them. I said, and I'm one of them. You got some folk out there that's going to tell you the truth. And they don't care whether you like it or not. Not, and I am one of those people. So she went to one of those people like me, and she said, well, how did she look on me? And they told her, well, you know, I love you, but that dress that you got on is not for you. So you didn't spend all your money on the dress, and you go, it's not for me. No, it's just not for you. It just don't look right on you. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm being honest with you. Girlfriend got mad. I don't want to hear the truth because I know this dress looks good on me. Okay, so she got a spirit of you can't tell her nothing. those people that have a spirit, you can't tell nothing to. But she had the spirit that, well, you can't tell her nothing. She knows she looks good. And you already, you her best friend. You didn't tell her, hey, that just does not look good on you. You asked me my opinion, I'm being honest with you. But so-and-so told me it looked good. Well, so-and-so lied to you. I'm being honest with you. I don't want you to go out there looking like that. So I'm being honest with you. Ah, you just hating on me because I look good. See, she, that's the type of person, that's the type of spirit that you can't get through to. See, that's the type of spirit. If you're telling the truth, and that's what we got here today. We got that type of spirit out here that don't want to listen to you when you're telling them the truth. Well, they, well, you said it's out here now. No, it's been out here. Because when Noah told the people that it was going to rain and he was building the ark and they saw him building the ark, they called him crazy. They did not believe him. So it's been, since Noah's time, people didn't, don't listen. They didn't listen then and they don't listen now. But when it started raining, when they believed him, but it was too late because the doors were being closed on the ark. And the ones that didn't listen, guess what? They got left out. A whole nation got left out because they refused to listen. Yeah, some folks just will not listen to the truth. They hear you, but they're not listening. Just like the girl, I gave the example of the dress. But she did not want to hear it. She had spent her money on that dress, and she's going to wear that dress. She didn't care who liked it or who did not like it. She was going to wear that dress. And you got a lot of people out here that are going to wear that dress. They don't want to hear the truth. If the truth came and knocked on their door, they wouldn't want to do it. We just got a lot of people like that, a lot of stuff like that. And there's not nothing you can do about it. The Bible says to shake the dust off your feet when you come to somebody like that. To shake the dust off your feet because there's nothing that you can do for them. You shake the dust off your feet and you keep going. That's what you have to do. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 11 and 6, it says, whereupon the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves, and they said, the Lord is righteous. There's that word, humbled again. You know, Father God uses that. He says, the people who are called by my name will humble themselves. Will humble themselves and pray. And he says it again, and it comes up again in 2 Chronicles 11 and 6. It says, whereupon the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves, and they said, the Lord is righteous. And when the Lord saw that they humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, saying, they have humbled themselves. Therefore, I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance, and my wrath shall not be poured out upon Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. So, Father God said, because they have humbled themselves, I will not destroy them. I will grant them some deliverance. And my wrath shall not be poured out upon Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. You know, I think the Bible goes on to say, and when he humbled himself, and when he humbled himself, the wrath of the Lord turned from him that he would not destroy him altogether. And also in Judah, things went well. Humble yourself, my brothers and my sisters. We have a nation that needs to humble themselves. We have a nation that needs to humble themselves. We have a nation that needs to humble itself. You all have a blessed and wonderful rest of the day. I will see you tonight at ChristianTalkRadio.website, on VoxCast, which is my radio station. Of course, I always put that on my Facebook page, on my Twitter, on my Tumblr. And anytime that you want to hear Christian Talk Radio, please go and just click on VoxCast link. It's all about the Word of God, my brothers and sisters. It's not about me. I said, it's not about me. I don't do this for me. I do this for God and His Word. So have a blessed and wonderful rest of the evening. I'll see you tonight at 7. Be blessed.